We should keep going. Try it. Well, lobbying our state, so it doesn't play. That's the immigration, which is the main one that you're concerned with. They're going to lob on terrorism and all that.
Set up a committee today, I think.
We've got a follow-up statement by him tomorrow. That is terrorism. That's the immigrants. You cannot use the terms. Let me explain. You can't see Irishmen, blacks, Canadians. You understand they're different things. There are blacks and whites. I mean, there are Italians, Germans, Poles. You can't use Jews. You're confusing freedom. I think religions, races, and nationality are all mixed together. They're all screwed up. So just say, you know, talk about nationalities. No. You know, to go on the great things he's doing, the trip to China.
You know, one thing we have to, we must do is this. I said earlier that we've got to do some things to show that we won the election, and to just back into it because McGovern is such an ass. That's the reason I want to do some things.
Of course, I think the as far as the historians are concerned, they're going to say you won this. Over a long period of time, not over. You wanted. I mean, the toughest political decision was made. Tougher than anything you say during a campaign.
That's why they're starting to write this thing. The year 1972, instead of just the campaign, it's been quite a year. And they go into the whole thing.
You know what?
Economic policy, China. Taking effect, China, Russia, and
it really has been. really has been, when you look at the, your support in the Toronto East since March each month with Harris, you know, 59, 54, then that was that dip of 48 in May. That was during the, before the May 8th positive reaction set. And then June, 54, 55, 57, 63, 59. It's been well up in the 50s all year long. You know, you've been building strength for over a 6 or 8 month period. This isn't just a reaction to this guy in Eagleton and a few other things. There's been a developing pattern.
Only to know why they, what the other side is saying. That's all. That's all.
Get mad every day.
You,
Read it like you read the Daily Work, or just to see what the line.
Too often our people come in terribly depressed because they read and they think, gee whiz, I didn't get a good notice in the Washington Post or the New York Times. I never had that good notice, and I don't give a shit. I haven't, frankly, since 1960, because I know they're against me. And so our press people have to hurt. Except me. That's the way they handle it.